News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Let's talk a little restaurant news, a couple of events too around food with our buddy Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter at mbona30. Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
All right, let's jump around. We got a couple of events I want to talk about, but first, some great recognition. A couple of Northeast Ohio eateries have landed on the list of best Jewish delis in the U.S. Tell me about this.
Yeah, you know, as you know, I enjoy writing stories when there's a national hat tip, a little tribute to our local eateries and places here. And this was a good one because it wasn't just a fly-by-night list. This was out by Tasting Table. It's a food and drink focused site. They have come up with a list of the 20 best delicatessens in the Jewish delicatessens in the United States. And two of them are in Ohio, the only two in the state, and both are right here in our backyard. Larder in Cleveland's Hingetown neighborhood and Jack's Deli in University Heights. Both make the list. I talked to Jeremy Umansky about this. He, of course, is the co-owner and chef at Larder. He's a three-time James Beard Award nominated chef. He's an author. Great guy. Works very hard. They do a wonderful job. And people in Cleveland know how good Larder is, and it's nice seeing them get national attention like this. It's really neat to see how national media does treat Cleveland, our people and places here. Yeah. So this was a great hat tip. So Larder and Jack's, hats off to them both, landing on the list of best Jewish delicatessens in the United States.
Congratulations and some great recognition. All right. Let's talk something in Chagrin Falls here. The Bum and Beaver Brewery opening this week. And I tell you what, I was in Chagrin Falls for a little get-together with a client a couple of weeks ago, and it just reminded me what a beautiful spot that is, just to enjoy a lunch or a dinner, visit, walk around. What a great spot, you know?
It really is, Bill. It's a great point because it's also, it's not just a cookie-cutter type of place when it comes to the culinary scene there. You can get a little bit of everything. It's very quaint. It's nice. Very walkable. And it was more than a year ago, I think, you and I were talking about Bum and Beaver Brewery in the works.
Yeah.
Had a lot of delays, but the three owners have come through. They've opened this week. Grand opening is this Friday. So it's we're right on top of that. They're located over on East Washington Street, 11610. So a few miles out of town, actually in Auburn Township. But they're going to have 10 beers to start. Their plan is 6 of the beers will be Coors. Those are regular beers, always in rotation. And then 4 will be experimental brews. I think this is smart because people like their go-to beers when they find something they enjoy, they want to stick with it. But they also like experimenting and trying one-offs as well. So really great. Three good guys, Tony Salitro and Dave and Mike Rutana, are the owners. It's located in a former animal rehabilitation center. But I saw it when it was the bones of the place and they were just getting their equipment in, and they're finally up and running. So Bum and Beaver Brewery opening in Chagrin Falls.
Mark Bona's with me, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Let's finish up on a little pizza and the annual Akron Pizza Fest. We've got it coming up Labor Day weekend, and putting the schedule together there for Lock 3 downtown looks like a lot of fun and a lot of different pizza to enjoy, man.
Yeah, this looks good. They have finalized. I wrote about this a couple months ago, but now I've updated it because they have updated their list of restaurants. They've got 8 different pizza places. They've also been able to add fireworks to the schedule on one of the nights as well. This will be September 2nd through 2, 3, and 4. Boy, mm-hmm. I'm losing track of my days here.
Yeah.
Friday to Sunday, September 2nd through the 4th. Labor Day weekend over at Lock 3. That's right on Main Street in downtown Akron. A lot of fun. Pizza will be judged in 3 categories. The most important one, of course, is people's choice, because you give the pizza, give the power to the people.
Yeah.
And it's just great. They're going to have some non-pizza vendors as well for those who want a little break from pizza. That will not be me. I can live on pizza and pasta. They've got a lot of family activities, and they're going to have a ton of bands as well. I think they've got at least 6 bands over the course of the 3-day event. So a lot lot of fun, right in the heart of Akron. I think this is great. I wish him the best when it comes to weather. So the Akron Pizza Fest is coming back for 3 days, beginning Friday, September 2nd.
All good info. Mark Bona with us, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. He'll keep you posted on beer and food and restaurant news as it happens around Northeast Ohio. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.